Welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling one of the most important skills you need to master for your exam, explaining religious beliefs, teachings, and practices using evidence. This isn't just about knowing facts. It's about showing the examiner you can think like a theologian, connecting ideas to their roots. Mastering this skill is the key to unlocking those top marks in both your AO1 and AO2 assessments. So, let's get started. First, let's break down the core concepts. When the exam asks about beliefs, teachings, and practices, what does it mean? A belief is a core principle or conviction, like the belief in Tawhid in Islam, the absolute oneness of God. A teaching is the guidance that stems from that belief, such as the teaching of the Golden Rule in Christianity, do to others as you would have them do to you. And a practice is the action or ritual that expresses the belief, like the practice of puja in Hinduism, which is a form of worship. The key is to see how they connect. But how do we prove these connections? That's where our next key concept comes in. Sources of wisdom and authority, or SOA. These are the foundations upon which religious traditions are built. Think of them as the evidence you use in your arguments. They include sacred texts like the Bible, the Quran, or the Torah, the guidance of religious leaders, both past and present, the long-standing traditions and customs of a faith, and for some, personal experience or reason. The best answers in your exam will weave these SOAs into the explanation, showing a deep understanding. For example, don't just say Christians believe in the resurrection. A top-level answer would say, the belief in the resurrection of Jesus is a cornerstone of Christianity, which gives believers hope of an afterlife. This is directly substantiated by the New Testament, where St. Paul, a key religious figure, writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." This specific teaching from a sacred text demonstrates that without this SOA, the belief itself loses its meaning and authority for Christians. See the difference? You've moved from a simple statement to a developed, evidenced explanation. That's what examiners are looking for. Now for some practical exam tips to help you apply this. For the 5-mark explain two-ways questions, which are common in the IDEXL papers, you should use the RERES structure. That stands for Reason 1, followed by its explanation, then Reason 2, followed by its explanation, and finally a specific source of wisdom and authority. This structure ensures you develop 2 distinct points and ground at least one of them in solid evidence, hitting all the marking criteria. Another crucial tip is to be specific with your evidence. Avoid generic phrases like the Bible says or Muslims believe. Instead, try to be as precise as possible. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is referred to as the Word of God, or the concept of zakat, one of the 5 pillars of Islam, requires Muslims too. This precision shows the examiner you have detailed knowledge. A common mistake candidates make is misattributing quotes. For example, saying, the Quran says to love thy neighbor is incorrect. That's from the Bible. Make sure your SOAs are accurate. Another pitfall is repeating the same point in different words. Your 2 reasons in a 5-mark question must be distinct. For instance, explaining 2 reasons why pilgrimage is important to Muslims could involve 1 point about strengthening the ummah, community, and a second, separate point about seeking forgiveness for sins at Arafat. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz to see what you've learned? I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. 1. What does the acronym SOA stand for? Sources of wisdom and authority. 2. For a 5-mark explain question, what 5-part structure is highly effective? The RERES structure. 3. Name 3 different types of SOA. Examples include sacred texts, religious leaders, tradition, or personal experience. 4. What is the common mistake in the statement, the Quran says you should love thy neighbor? The quote, love thy neighbor is from the Bible, not the Quran, so it's an inaccurate attribution. So, to summarize everything we've covered today, to excel in your GCSE religious studies exam, you must move beyond simple descriptions. You need to build a logical chain of reasoning that connects beliefs and practices to their foundational sources of wisdom and authority. Remember to use the RERES structure for 5-mark questions. Be specific and accurate with your evidence, and make sure your points are distinct. Practice this skill, and you'll be well on your way to achieving the highest marks. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.